This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter of Union and the folks from Trinity Euless. This is one of the bigger high schools in the Dallas area, a power down there with three state championships in the last 10 or 12 years. But right now, they're getting run over by the Union Redskins, 38-7, Union leads. It'll be second and five for the Redskins as we begin the fourth quarter. The new quarterback is Tyler Fisher. Younger brother is Zach, who, of course, had a great career here. Darren Bacek is the running back. He'll hand off right side. Bacek will push it up across the 25, up near the 30-yard line. That's going to be a first down as the seconds move the chains. You know those guys are really excited. They get to play a whole quarter. That's good news for them.
Yeah, that's awesome. They usually get the last few seconds of the fourth, so a fourth quarter is pretty amazing to get that much time.
First and 10, Redskins now at their own 30-yard line, so we'll start looking around at some of the other guys that are out there besides Fisher at the quarterback spot and Bacek. Also out at one of the wide receiver spots, we see Kylan Tucker. On the near side, we see Brentavious White. Fisher with the snap, hands inside. Bacek slams it up to the 35. He's going to go down right about there. Trinity, actually, they're going to give him the 34 as Trinity piles up off the bottom. It was Alan Shibomba who made that tackle. We're going to give him about four, second and six.
We give him four, and then they backed him up for some reason. But good job by Bacek, really just putting his nose down and getting downfield, going downhill in a hurry.
And there's some other guys out there. See, I think that's, it's Edric Logan who's out there. Darren Diaz out there, or Kylan Tucker, pardon me.
Ryan Rodriguez, left guard.
We'll call it second and seven now for the Redskins at their own 33-yard line. Fisher under center, takes the snap, hands once again to Bacek, who is going to be swallowed up behind the line of scrimmage. Really didn't have anywhere to go. We're not able to get the corner sealed over there by Brock Henry. And that's going to cost him about three, and it's going to be third down and 10. Give credit, though, where it's due. Brantavious Theus was there quickly for Euless Trinity.
And two, they're still running their number one defense. So that's it's a pretty stout defense that has really great pursuit, even for the ones tonight. So it's not like they're out there just going against the twos of the other side as well.
And here's where, as a coach, you want this guy to get experience, but you don't want something catastrophic to happen. So I think they'll be somewhat close to the vest on this third and 10. You have to kind of hurry here. 12 left on the play clock. The teams are still just looking to sidelines. Fisher brings him up. Bacek will be offset to his left.
Two.
This is Darren Bacek, had a brother named Devin that played here as well. Snap quickly, Fisher throws left side, ball caught at the 35-yard line, but no further for Brentavious White. He'll be taken down right there. The tackle made by several guys, including Leota and Munoz. And that's going to lead to a fourth down and about five for the Redskins, and they'll kick it away.
Coach told Fisher, hey, look, slow it down, take as many seconds as you can, and he did. He snapped that at 0.5. There wasn't much left on the clock when he snapped that ball.
Cade Farquhar will kick this thing away. Going back deep once again for Euless Trinity is Sebastian Tualo. Cade standing on the 20. Tualo around the 35-yard line. Low snap, but Farquhar picks it up. That's a knuckleball he kicks, and it's going to bounce around the 35 and take a Union roll again. Down across the 30, across the 25. It's going to go all the way to the 23-yard line. So it'll be first and 10, Euless Trinity around the 23-yard line, their own 23-yard line, trailing by a score of 38-7. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
How would you like to end summer and begin fall in a really good mood? And I'm Rick Correa, and that guy can help. And that's with Ferguson Buick GMC, where we are professional grade. And right now, you can get 20% off an SLT Premium Plus Crew Cab. I'm in a Sierra right now, and I love these trucks. They are big, and they are truck-like, which means they'll do all the work that you need. But I just finished taking my family downtown to see a show at the PAC in that truck, and I don't feel out of place in that thing. It's as nicely appointed as any car I've ever been in. And maybe if that's a little big for you, how about this? $7,500 off remaining stock of 2017 GMC Terrains, something you can still use to work, and it's a great, like, take the kids to soccer or that kind of thing, good road trip car, all those things, and you get the deal right now. If you want to see the deals, take a look at FergusonBuickGMC.com. Now remember, three important things when you buy a car. Number one is selection, and no one has more on the ground than Ferguson. Number two is location. It's so easy to find right across from the Bass Pro off the Broken Arrow Expressway. Number three is the deal. Nobody beats a Ferguson deal. Stop by now and put a little pep in your step with Ferguson Buick GMC.
At Union Tunnel Stadium, Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, and the rest of the gang, Richard and Jay Johns. It is a first down handoff for 2 yards for Euless Trinity. They're now at their own 36-yard line, trailing 38-7. Quick handoff right side. They go across the 40-yard line, breaking free to 50, the 45, the 40, 35, 30. It's Katerian Lewis, I think, down at the 20-yard line, down to the 15, down to the 14-yard line. Oh, a huge play right there. Actually, that was Jalen Wilson. who got the handoff, and he goes all the way to Union's 15-yard line, and a first and 10 now for the guys from Euless Trinity.
C.J. McLeod does a touchdown-saving tackle from the opposite corner position, tracks him down on the 15-yard line.
49 yards on that run. Union will bring back in some of their big dudes up front. Guy came trotting off the sidelines was Jordan Kelly, as one of their goals we just talked about is no fourth quarter touchdowns. 8:13 to play in this fourth quarter. Union's not going to lose the game. They're up 34-7, but they don't want to lose the touchdown either. Simone Ellsworth will be at tailback. They're going to turn and to the fullback instead up the middle, and he's going to go busting forward Toby Hera down around the 11-yard line. Middle of that defense getting up there. One of those guys is Kelly. Nathaniel Raper got up off the bottom as well. Darius Murdoch. They're going to give him four. It's going to be second and six. That's a nice first down gain. They're now at Union's 11.
Yeah, they like to run that fullback trap right up on the inside, just a quick hitter. And it could be a dive, but they're pulling a guard, so I'd say it's a trap.
One receiver to the right side. That's going to be Hill. Under center once again is Ellis. He's going to turn, hand to the tailback, straight up the gut. And he's not going to get much. Maybe across the 10 to about the 8. And really, if you take a look at how things have gone, Katerian Lewis, Simone Ellsworth, Kenny, all these guys, maybe the most impressive has been the third teamer, Kenya Walker, in there on the tackle. Katerian Lewis has been very good, and of course the other guy that's been really good tonight is that's number 26, Jalen Wilson. Ellis comes back on quickly to the field. The ball's going to be set at the 8-yard line, 3rd and 3 for Trinity. They need the 5. Turn handoff once again to the right side, and that is going to be stacked up at the 8-yard line. They handed it to Ellsworth, and he got maybe 2. It's going to be 4th down and about 1.5 yards. Alex Davis, one of the guys in there. 6:50 to play, 4th period. Union up 38-7. And now Trinity has a decision. Well, not really. They're going to go for it. They're going to run Ellsworth off the field.
That was a big stand on that play right there. A lot of pressure on the inside.
They're going to bring Jalen Wilson back on. So Wilson will be the tailback. The fullback is going to be offset to the left. That's Toby Hera. Ellis under center on 4th and 1. They're at the 6th. They need the 5. They're going to hand off left side to the tailback, and he dances right to the 6, and he didn't get it. He did not get it. They needed the 5, and he didn't get there. Nathaniel Raper right there to knock him out of bounds or knock him backwards at around the 5.5, and that football will go back over to Union. So they brought back in some of the first-teamers, and it paid off. On downs, Trinity turns it over with 6:24 to go in this game. Union has it leading 38-7. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 30 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
30 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service.
Affordable financing and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us at Classic Chevy Owosso on Facebook showing off your Union pride. And we don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Classic Chevrolet in Owosso. Visit us online at classicchevrolet.net.
Now the tobacco industry said I'd look tougher.
That my beats would be more hip.
That I would be more glamorous. But I got way more than that.
It wrecked my lungs.
It gave me cancer.
And now the tobacco industry needs new smokers to replace us.
Big Tobacco is targeting kids to replace dying smokers. Let's stop tobacco use before it starts. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Union hands it off on first down at their own 6-yard line. It's about 1 yard in there for Darren Baycheck. It'll be 2nd down and 9. Alex Fisher brings him back up. He's got 2 receivers to his right, 1 to his left. Again, Baycheck is the running back. Hand off again to Baycheck up inside. He slams it up inside behind that number 2 offensive line. Gets it to about the 9-yard line. So Safi makes the tackle there, and it's going to be 3rd down and about 6. And I like the number 2s. So they're doing a nice job of having a little pep.
They're doing a nice job. They've got still some of the 1s back in there in the line of scrimmage, just trying to help some of those big uglies.
Mario Werner comes to the near side on this 3rd down and 6. Ball sitting at Union's 9. They need just past the 15. May call it 3rd and 7. Alex Fisher walks to the side, tries to get a call, communicates with his receiver, now walks back into the backfield. And Trinity jumps off sides. So that'll make it a little easier.
3 yards.
They'll take it from the 9 to the 14. And it'll be instead 3rd down and about 2.
That's a lot more manageable than the long down affair for 3rd. So
it is.
It's helpful.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yes, of course.
Pardon me, that's right. Doc Blevins reminds me it's Tyler Fisher, not Alex. Thank you, Doc. So Tyler Fisher at quarterback on this 3rd down and 2. Baycheck set to his left, and Trinity jumps again. That'll be 5 more, and it's a 1st down for the Redskins. It was Alvin Veal who was so excited to try to get in the backfield.
Fresh look at the score across the river. Broken Arrow actually falls to South Lake Carroll tonight. 21-14 is the final over there.
Taylor Barker comes in at the offensive line spot. Michael James comes in at the offensive line spot as well for Union. Now here comes Grant Heiser at tight end. Need to mention Grant. Last week against Broken Arrow, that first kick that popped up short, it was Grant Heiser who made the play on that to catch that football, and that was a big play in that game right off the bat. He's going to be in at the tight end spot. Fisher at the quarterback again. Bacek is running back. He's going to hand inside to Bacek, and he explodes across the 20 to the 25. Bacek to the 26. Boy, I like the way this guy runs. That's Darren Bacek. His brother Devin played here. That's going to be a gain of 7. It'll be second down now and 3. Ball at the 26-yard line.
Well, I tell you, you're not going to get low pad on Bacek. He is downhill about 2 feet from the ground going.
He looks a little more like Shamari with that pad level
there,
right?
He's got the downhill slant.
Headed to the right side, that is Mario Werner at the receiver spot. Oh, now we've got his different quarterback, Cade Farquhar. No, Sean DeBose. No, it's Cade. It's Cade Farquhar. Yeah, Cade Farquhar in at the quarterback slot. His brother played a little quarterback here as well. He's going to hand inside to Bacek, who got held up there and knocked down for about a 2-yard loss. That was a little slow to develop, and that became the problem. Tackle on that one was made by Levi Hokowdy. So now on third down and about 4 to go for Union. They're thrown 25. They need the 29. 3:45 to go in the game. Redskins up 38-7. Once again, Farquhar will take the snap. Nope. Union jumps. And it's hard to miss a guy when he jumps the size of Alonzo Castro.
Especially when there's no one moving. And he stands up and that's
Castro,
the only red shirt.
And he's not, I mean, Castro's a big dude. I'm not saying he's fat, not at all. But Alonzo Castro is 6'3", 360. He and
dude.
The UMAC are roughly the same ground signature. They'll move it back around the 21-yard line. Third down and 9 now for Farquhar. Things just got a little hard for the punter slash quarterback. Hand it to Bacek, my friend. Darren Bacek offset to the right. They are going to hand it to Bacek, and he's taken down almost immediately. Tackle in there by Pukisi Vakauta. And he jumps up and waves the arms. Someone needs to tell him there's a scoreboard. It's 38-7. Happy
he's
that
he's still
made
getting jazzed, isn't
happy
it?
That you made a play, but you might want to see the score. All right, so Union's going to run a second-team kicker out there as well. I believe that is Ryan. Is that Ryan Birch?
Number 40. It's
nope. It is David Sandoval. Yep, he's going to kick it away. Now they're going to run another player on late. That's going to be Devion Palmer. Ball set at their own 19-yard line. Redskins will punt. 2:40 to go. It's 38-7 Union. Snap is high, but he got the ball off. And it's off the side of his foot a little bit. Let's see if he'll take a bounce. Nope, this one goes backwards and it's down by Union at the 37-yard line. There's a flag in the middle of the field around the 31. Had a nice little flow there. Now the laundry hits the field. So taking over for at least one last possession will be Ulysse Trinity, trailing in this game 38-7 with 2.5 to play. All right, Zach, we say you improved the most game one to game two. That's what we hope. Where'd they get better?
Definitely run game. Run game was really solid tonight. And just kind of connecting that, even the second quarter, we kind of felt like at halftime that the run game had needed to kind of step it up. In the third quarter there, it really took a spark.
It did. They've done a nice job at that. This is going to be against Trinity on the return. And they'll start marching this thing backwards. They're going across the 45. They're going to go across midfield. It's a big one. It was Esteban Larraga coming in at quarterback now in replace of Lockie Ellis. And it was Larraga we thought would start the game. Instead, Ellis has gone, as you can see, about 95% of the way. They're going to take it all the way back to the 48-yard line of Trinity, and that's where they will start, trailing 38-7 with 2.5 to go in the game.
Well, that penalty certainly helped with the short punt.
Here comes Trinity quickly to the line of scrimmage. 20 penalties, 190 yards in the game. Under center is Larraga. He's going to turn handoff left side, and that was handed off, I think, to Katerian Lewis. These guys all look so much alike. He got about 4. Now it's going to take him up to around the 47-yard line. Was that? Yep, I think so. We're going to go with that. Now they're going to mark it at the 48-yard line of Union. And it'll be second down and 6. They'll need the 42 for the first down. Clock continues to tick right at 2 minutes to go. Larraga brings him back up. 2 receivers to either side. 2 tight ends. I formation. Larraga Hearn turns and hands to the fullback. Got room across the 45 down to the 40. That's Jason Vamotu. He's going to be a yard short of the first down around the 44-yard line. Maybe the 43. It'll be, I was going to say third and one. At the 43, he'll need the 42. Jalen Wilson will be the tailback. Also in there, looks like one of the running back spots. Yeah, that's Jason Vamatu. He's going to be that fullback. Third and one for Trinity. Union's 43. Laraga turns and hands, and that ball is going to go straight up the gut. It's going to be good for a first down around the 36-yard line. Again, that is Jalen Wilson who got pushed forward. Dontez Chapman made the tackle. Not before that first down. They'll mark it at the 37 of Union, and Trinity's going to try to get one on the board before this game ends, trailing 38-7 with 1:24 to go. Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Jalen Wilson, the tailback. Esteban Laranga, the quarterback. Laranga's going to turn, hand inside once again to that fullback who goes to the left side across the 30, across the 25-yard line, Jason Vamatu. He's going to go out of bounds around the 25-yard line, and that's going to be good for another first down. Sean DeBoe's on the tackle, but it moves the chains.
And they're just going to keep running the ball. Now that they've got a little bit of that pass game moving, they are just going to come back to a power and a counter. They're just more mix-ups here, and it runs a lot like the wishbone, the series they've been running.
It does. It's a little cross-buckish, if you will. Minute three to go. It's Katerian Lewis back once again at the tailback slot at the 25 of Union, first and 10 for the Trojans. They'll turn and hand to Lewis. He's got room at the 25, jumps outside. That gets down to the 20. Nice job of knocking his feet out from under him. That was Alex Davis at safety. They'll give him five. It'll be second and five, now under a minute to play. And all he wants to do is keep him out of the end zone.
Yeah, let that clock just keep ticking and keep him out of the score, out of pay dirt.
And Trinity doesn't look like they're in too big of a hurry either. 41 seconds and counting to go. Play clock down to 21. Laranga brings him back up. Once again, the guy behind him at the tailback is Katerian Lewis. Motion from right to left by two players. They need to get him out there and get him set or they can't snap it. Now they're ready. Aranaga's going to turn. He's going to hand off to Lewis again. Nope, he's going to fake it and roll to his left, try to throw the ball. Big chase. He's going to have to hurry. He's going to get knocked out of bounds. Nice chase over there. That was Alex Drain, the linebacker, and there's a flag right at the 20-yard line again, so we cannot get this game to end with 14 seconds to go.
I'm interested to see what he calls on that. It was a clean block on the outside. It did look like he was going to call a hold. I don't know who was holding. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to march Trinity backwards. We'll get the call from the referee, Eric Herring. It's another personal foul as they were headed out of bounds.
While they're marching backwards, so was Jinx. Bixby pulls off the win tonight.
Boy, so Jinx.
Final score 35-18.
Broken arrow or 0-2.
Yep. And Owosso wins big.
And Union and Owosso will be 2-0.
Yeah, Owosso is still up. Last time I saw it was 56-7. It's in the fourth quarter still.
Yeah. The dogs are still hungry over there. It'll be second down and 20 with 14 seconds to go for Euless Trinity, trailing 38-7 there at Union's 35-yard line. Laranga with the snap, back to pass, throwing it deep down the left side. That ball is caught, but was it inbounds? No, it was not. Ball was caught, but going out of bounds once again was Keanu Hill. It looks like he's going to be a real weapon for this team. That'll stop the clock with 8 seconds to go, and it'll be second and 20 for Trinity at Union's 35.
He has a nice ball downfield through to the right position on the outside shoulder. Just ran out of real estate to put his feet down.
This should be, mercifully, the last play of this game.
A lot of help there by Alex
Davis.
Was it Davis?
Yep.
Running across the field there to make a play at the sideline.
At the 35 of Union, second and 20. Under center is Laranga. He's going to turn this time and just hand it off and try to get this game over with and take him down right there. Is going to be Jalen Wilson. The final tackle by C.J. Harris, and we're at all zeros. So after a really good start for Union and a bit of a kind of a slide in the second period, the Redskins pick it up again and finish it off. Union 38, Trinity 7. We'll be back with the postgame. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
Oh, hi, $100 bonus. Right now, when you open a new checking account with TTCU Federal Credit Union, you get a $100 bonus. You can open your account online, fast and easy. And when you use your School Pride debit card, we donate to schools. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/17. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/17. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Chris Collins with Woodland Sports, informing you that Silencer Co. has released the Maxim 9, the world's first integrally suppressed 9mm handgun. The Maxim 9 is not only holsterable, but hearing safe with all commercially available 9mm ammunition. Come into the Woodland Sports, located in the northwest corner of 91st and Sheridan in the Chimney Point Shopping Center. To place a deposit on the Maxim 9 or shop our deals on handguns, rifles, and silencers. You may also wish to visit our website at TulsaSilencer.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Tired of it? It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Hi, I'm Jim McCann, chairman of 1-800-Flowers.com and co-founder of Smile Farms. With nearly 80% of adults with developmental disabilities being unemployed in the United States, we decided to try and do something about it. Smile Farms makes a positive impact on the lives of those with special needs by creating meaningful work experiences at local farms and greenhouses.
To find out how you can make a donation and change your life, visit smilefarms.org. That's smilefarms.org.
Right now, when you open a new checking account at TTCU Federal Credit Union, you'll get a $100 bonus. And every time you use your TTCU School Pride debit card, we'll donate to area schools. TTCU, life is better in balance. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/17. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/17. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
While playing for the Sooners, I was fortunate to be on some great teams. And now I'm on another great team at State Farm. This is Matt McCoy, and I'd like for you to meet my championship team that I've put together 81st and 129th. It's a team that works hard to make your life easier and more comfortable, whether it's your home insurance, business insurance, life insurance, or your auto insurance. Call us at 918-615-6634 or come by and let us lead you across the goal line at 81st and 129th.